Time is 8:07. Beautiful start on this Monday morning in downtown Wausau. From our Bow Falls radio studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street downtown. Currently, a lot of sunshine. Temperature stands at 42 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show for Monday, April the 22nd of 2024 on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us on our live video stream if you go to our Bow Falls Radio X page or our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page. You can join us and watch there and also add your comments and more. Also, if you'd like to be involved in the show, we would love to hear from you. Let us know either through a text or a call, and the number is the same for both. Our call and text line is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And especially today, as coming up on the program, I'm going to open up a topic that came across my mind over the weekend. And it actually started in the sports. As I was listening, I have this wonderful page on YouTube. And of course, you get so much on YouTube, you can get into a YouTube rabbit hole. And I have this channel that I follow. It's called Classic Baseball on the Radio. And basically, they have radio broadcasts of Major League Baseball games that go back to the 1930s. I mean, it's pretty amazing stuff. And it's got games from every decade, from the 30s right up until, you know, recent decades as well. And last night, I was going to bed. I got into bed, and I just laying there, and I thought, I'm going to listen to some old baseball on the radio. And the game was from the 1962 season. It was 1962 and the National League playoff. And back then, there was only one team from the National League and one team from the American League that made the World Series. In fact, made the playoffs. There was only one team for each league that would advance and continue after the end of the regular season. That year, there was a tie in the National League between the Giants and the Dodgers, and they had a three-game playoff series to see who would go to the World Series. But it got me thinking. There's a lot more playoff teams, whether it's baseball, and we saw over the weekend the start of the playoffs in the NBA and the NHL. And then I kind of expanded my thoughts in terms of more and more and more and more. And I'm not going to go into all the details right now, but a little bit later on in the program, talk a bit about how much is too much. And I'm not just talking about sports. I'm talking about technology. I'm talking about money for corporations. I have some thoughts, and I want to get your thoughts as well when we do discuss this a little bit later on in the program. How much is enough? How much is too much? And there's this thought as well that no matter how much you got, you should continue to try to get more and more and more. And I think a great example of that is the National Football League. It continues to be by far the most profitable and the most popular sport, and the TV ratings continue to explode, and yet they look for every single opportunity to grab another penny off the ground. How much is enough? And I'm not just talking about sports, but I'm going to talk about technology, I think, is one that I'm kind of concerned about. That's going to be a topic that we have later on in this program. And I would really like, as I discuss it, as I have Ian discuss it, I would like you to discuss it as well. And so please get this number ready, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And you don't have to call in. You can also send a text to that number and just send your text, and then I'll be able to read it on the air and respond to it as well. But would love to hear your voice on this program. And that's something we're going to try to do more and more of as we get into 2024. This is such a big year. So many important elections, but not just politically. I think that as we continue, there's a lot of other issues, both locally. We have a new mayor. We have new members of the Wausau School Board. There are a lot of different issues out there that I shouldn't be just talking about. We need to have a conversation. We need to have your voice be part of it as well. So, again, if you haven't written down the number yet to have it close by when you have a thought that you want to share with us, get it right now. Get that piece of paper, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. Also, a great way to have that number at your fingertips is to go to the Facebook page or the X page of Bow Falls Radio. Click on the stream and then be able to see our video, because at the bottom of the screen, we have a scroll that has that phone number. It says, we would like you to be here. Have your thoughts on this program at 715-382-9297. Again, that is our call and text line to join us here on this program every weekday from 8 until 10 a.m. Also, a real quick note, another reason to have that phone number close by is coming up again on Friday. As we started this past Friday, and we're going to continue every Friday through the month of May to give you an opportunity to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, have that overnight stay in a beautiful suite. Also have an opportunity to get water park passes as part of that, and also a food certificate as part of that. It was a great response on Friday when we had a chance to give away two of those prizes this past Friday. I'm pretty sure we're going to do two again this week. I like that. So make sure you're ready to join us again Friday. Have that phone number close by, because we will then open up the phone lines and take a lucky caller to win the overnight package. Again, a suite at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, water park passes for four, a $25 food gift certificate as well. Really a terrific prize package as we come up on the spring and the summer, and a chance to get down to the Dells for a great overnight stay. So again, every Friday, this Friday through the month of May, we will give you that opportunity right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, only on this program. I think you all remember the contest. We had our text and win contest with Civic Media that gave away every day an opportunity to win Chula Vista Resort passes and overnight stays. But we're doing this strictly on this program on Fridays. So every Friday through the month of May. Really excited about it. Was very happy with the response we had last Friday, and we'll do it again this Friday as well. The time is 8:14. Again, it is a beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. A lot of sunshine. Temperature of 42 degrees. Going to start off with the sunshine, but then some increasing clouds as we get into the afternoon. But it's going to be a very nice day. Temperature reaching about 62 degrees. And then as we get into tonight, we will have a chance of some showers. And then into tomorrow, a chance again of showers, increasing clouds, and a high of 60 degrees. Not a drencher tomorrow. Not a drencher, but at the same time, there will be an opportunity to see at least a little bit of rain. Expecting new rainfall amounts tomorrow of less than a tenth of an inch, except possible in thunderstorms, a higher amount. And then Wednesday, more sunshine moves in, but it cools off. In fact, it takes a bit of a dip down to 50 degrees on Wednesday before Thursday, sunny and 58 degrees. So again, right now, a lot of sunshine at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature of 42 degrees. Before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Morning, everyone.
How was the weekend?
Oh, it was so much fun. A great birthday weekend.
Yes, you are
30. I kept busy.
Well, do you feel different now? You are now out of your 20s. You are now 30 years old. Did the bones start to creak a little bit over the weekend? Do you start to have a heart?
Oh, starting to crack even before my birthday a little bit. But not as much. I may be a 30, but I still feel like I'm 21.
That's interesting, too. And as I get older and older and older, and, you know, and something that I'm learning as I get much older is that our being, you know, who we are.
Yeah.
I still feel like, you know, back when I was in high school, in a sense. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, we learn, have life experiences and other things that kind of, you know, change you, and you just become, I think, you more mature through those life experiences.
True, true.
But I do think the core essence of who we are doesn't change as much as maybe we think it would, especially when you're younger and you look maybe at older people, maybe at your grandparents or your parents, and you're thinking, hey, they aren't like me. You know, they don't, they're much different. You know, they're older, and they, you know, the way they carry themselves. But at the same time, I think that when you look at whether it's your grandparents, your parents, or other people that you run into, that the person they are, these are the same people that they were when they were 17 years old. I think I feel, in a sense, I still have that feeling the same way that when I was 17 years old. I don't think that really does change that much, even as we do get older. In my case, much older than you are.
I think you're right. Yeah.
But, again, I hope you, again, it sounds like you did have a wonderful weekend and wonderful birthday.
It was so awesome. I got to host a murder, a mystery, a party on my birthday. So many of my friends were there. A great food and a really great time. So many pictures. So many great memories. And then on Sunday, I actually got to help out with a center stage abandoned show choir singing at the Honor Flight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That Honor Flight.
It's always a very memorable event because there's a lot of history in that room, and there's a lot of respect also for all those who served.
Right.
Well,
my grandfather, a number of years back, a couple of decades ago, and he has passed on since then, but a couple of decades back in the early 2000s was part of one of the very early honor flights, and was just an amazing, amazing experience, and what a wonderful program that is for folks that went from the World War II generation. I think it's now in the Vietnam generation, and they are able to take such advantage of that and see our country that they fought for so valiantly so Absolutely. Many years ago. The time is 8:18. As I said, it is a beautiful start weather-wise. Boy, it does not get much better than this. So much sunshine, temperature warming up now into the low 40s. We'll get all the details on our early week forecast coming up. We're joined by Brittany Merlot coming up next. This is Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, just a gorgeous start here in central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 42 degrees, plenty of sunshine as we get things underway, and the 22nd day of April, right into the midst of spring, and it's going to feel much more like spring in terms of temperatures here, at least early in the week before a little dip. But to get all the details on what to expect weather-wise, again, we are very happy to welcome to the program Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good to have you back. Missed you on Friday.
Oh, I missed you too. Thanks. It's nice to be back. And I even got another cat friend with me. Did you see her?
Oh, Fantastic. Oh, what is our friend's name?
This is Sonia.
Sonia. I mean, I say it was a beautiful morning, and then you see Sonia makes it even a more beautiful morning, doesn't it?
It does.
How many friends do you have there in your place?
I have two friends. This is my boyfriend's cat, y'all. So this is my new friend.
Oh, I love how looking right at you as you point. It's like the eyes looking straight up. That is so very, very good. Oh, fantastic stuff.
She's adorable.
How did the weekend go? Did you take advantage yesterday? I know that you like to get out there and maybe do a little bit of hiking and get out there and really truly enjoy what we have here in North Central Wisconsin. Were you able to take advantage of the weather?
Oh, you betcha. I was out there having a blast this weekend, soaking up every ray of sunshine that I could catch. Bike riding, though, that's what I need to start doing. Now that with the rain headed our way this week, maybe I'll put it off one more week, but that is in my future. I cannot wait to hit the trails. I have not done the single track throughout Central Wisconsin just yet. I just found out that we have these, and I can't wait to get on there. Have you ever done that, Chad?
I have not, and you're right. We have, and the thing about it is, when you talk about you can do a walk hike, you can go jog, you can be on the bikes. There are so many different ways. Number one, to try to keep yourself feeling young and in pretty good shape, but also to be able to take advantage in different ways. As you said, I mean, there's outdoor. That's one of the great things about this area. We have the great combination where we're big enough to have places like the Grand Theater, but yet, boy, you're able to go out there and really experience nature and really experience the outdoors in such a big way.
Oh, that's why I love it. That's why we live here, especially me. Oh, gosh, I love the mix of two worlds. You put me in a big city, I'm not doing well.
I swear, every time you start talking about it, I can just see that, you know, you're never going anywhere. You're hanging around our area one way or the other here, Wisconsin, where you have so much variety and a real chance to really soak it up. Every time you talk, I can see, well, there's one person that when she gets her New York offer, she's not going to New York. She's staying right here.
Nope. Nope. I won't even take a Chicago offer back home. No way. Because this is where I belong. So, Wisconsin, thank you so much for taking me as a permanent transplant.
Fantastic.
You've been so welcoming. You really have been.
Fantastic. And this time of year, the weather does kind of swing. I mean, on Friday, it was nippy. It was windy. It was wet. And then all of a sudden,
like fall,
yeah,
didn't it?
It did. It was exactly like fall. Then we bounced back, and here yesterday and today, normal spring-like feel with temperatures getting, you know, back to closer to where they should be. And then all of a sudden, you know, we get a little bit of a system, I'm assuming, coming through in the next day or so, and then cools off again. This time of year, there really is variety in the weather, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Spring and fall are those big transition seasons where we just really have winter and summer battling it out and the strong winds as they do so. So that's the case today. The winds won't quit. They're going to be gusting up to 35 miles per hour with the sunshine and the temperatures climbing to the low to mid 60s today. Sounds good, but we still can't have any bonfires or burning of the brush piles, or watch where your cigarette butt goes because of high fire danger once again today. So this is why I'm excited for the rain again. We're going to get more as we go through this evening, tomorrow evening, and then a drencher over the weekend. So an active week ahead of us. Keep that in mind, that this is going to be the nicest day today and tomorrow. Then we're going to drop a little bit cooler, like you mentioned, behind that system. It's a clipper coming in from Canada.
So
it's going to be pulling in that Canadian air.
Yep.
Oh. So highs on Wednesday are going to be back to the mid-40s. It's kind of like this weekend, right?
But at least sunny, right?
At least sunny. And we're going to hold on to the sunshine through Thursday. But then we lose it again. All weekend, it's going to be hiding behind rain clouds, potentially storm clouds. In fact, we have a chance for some thunderstorms tomorrow. They're not supposed to be severe, but possibly this weekend. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you. But that system is a big, widespread, heavy rain kind of event.
So normal Wisconsin mix for this week. You're going to see it all.
Yep, except for the S word, so that's good.
There you go.
We're not swearing.
What are the details for the next day or so?
All right. So today we are going to climb to those high temperatures. Right about 62 degrees is where I'm thinking we'll hit. We'll see some clouds, mid-level to high-level clouds pushing in. They're not going to limit our sunshine right away, but they will by this afternoon, as we do have chances for some scattered sprinkles out there and some showers. So tomorrow we'll start off bright and beautiful too. Oh, I will say, we're not going to fall below freezing tonight. Oh. So we're not going to see those frost and freeze headlines, but we will by Tuesday night and Wednesday night, we drop back below freezing. So tomorrow we start off sunny. Some thunderstorms are possible by the afternoon, right around 1 to 4. And they could linger as we go through the evening. So then we drop below freezing as the cold air pushes in Tuesday night into the mid-20s. For Wednesday, sunny, bright, cooler, 40s. Tuesday night, we drop back below freezing into the upper 20s. And then by Thursday and Friday, we'll climb to 60 degrees again. So spring isn't far, but
if you don't like the weather, just hold on. It's going to change.
Yep.
Brittany, thanks again for the info. Have a great Monday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
You too. Have a great one.
Bye, Brittany.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us every weekday at 8:20 right here on Bow Falls Radio. Right now, again, a lot of sunshine to begin things off. 42 degrees is the temperature. We've seen a lot of windy conditions recently. Going to see some more, but right now, very calm. Just winds out of the east at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 28, relative humidity of 58%, the barometer at 29.95 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. So, again, great start, but again, we'll see plenty of sunshine at times, we'll see some rain, we'll see some wind. Boy, again, it's that time of year, and if you don't like the weather, as I said, just wait a few minutes. It's going to change, but I don't know who wouldn't like it today. It's going to be very nice, and temperatures warming up nicely. Coming up, we're going to get an information update as we'll find out what's going on in news, weather, and sports, and then we will come back with more. Again, Monday morning, starting off the new week, work week. Glad you could be with us. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
You got a great imagination.
Radio 98.9 and 1230 online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35 here on this Monday morning. We spoke a little bit about our weekends. I know that there were folks in the high school ranks who had a wonderful weekend as well. I saw that both Wausau East and DC Everest had their proms on Saturday evening.
Oh, and, yes. Yeah, prom season.
Yeah, prom season. East and Everest this Saturday, this past Saturday. Wausau West will have their prom this coming Saturday. And in fact, if you go to WausauDailyHerald.com, there is actually photos from the Wausau East High School 2024 prom. It looked like everybody had a wonderful time, and hope everything was very safe, and everybody really had memories that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. So, again,
yeah,
that was.
I never went to my high school.
Neither did I. Didn't go to the prom, and I regret that.
I mean, I had one at my junior high, but it wasn't like a formal dance. It was just like a fun little get together for all students. There was food and good music. It's just a place to have fun. So I went to that one a couple of times in my junior high. No, I never did the senior prom or the senior or the junior prom. No, too formal.
I mentioned a little bit earlier about trying to get into the topic of what is enough. And to kind of put my toe into the water on this, I came across a story this weekend concerning the CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery. And it's part of the mergers. And I think that when you talk about what's big enough with all these mergers of mega corporations, which have not been helping, I think generally the a lot of folks, workers, and in the country at a large. But the man's name is David Zasloff. And over the past year or so, he has been sort of at the middle of some rather interesting decisions made by Warner Brothers Discovery. He was one of the people behind the disastrous rebrand of CNN, where they decided they wanted to be a little bit more like Fox News, and all of a sudden it started to see ratings hemorrhage and a lot of complaints from everybody, that ultimately they pulled the ripcord on that, and they fired Chris Licht, who had taken over as the leader of CNN. But it was really David Zasloff and Warner Brothers Discovery that had led to the whole change. It was Zasloff who hired Licht, who then implemented the new, more middle-of-the-road conservative CNN, and that led to incredible losses for CNN and a big buyout for Chris Licht and all that stuff. But also in the past year or so, David Zasloff with his Warner Brothers film division has had movies that they basically did not release. And I know there was a Batwoman or something like that? I can't remember this movie that it was supposed to bring back Michael Keaton as Batman. One of the movies that brought him back, and ultimately they decided not to release the movie. They decided, well, it would be better financially for us to write it off. And if you basically pull it and then you basically destroy it, you can have a tax write-off. So nobody will ever see this movie, this superhero movie with that brought back Michael Keaton as a small role, but brought back him as Batman for the first time in decades.
Actually, sounds like it'd be a good movie.
Well, a lot of people thought it was going to be a good movie, but there was also, I think, another one that involved the Coyote and Roadrunner that was a combination of live action and also animation that was decided, well, we're not going to release it. We're going to just put it on the shelf and then have a tax write-off. And David Zasloff has been doing this at Warner Brothers Discovery for the last year. Well, you would think, you know, these folks who believe in merit-based pay and that these folks earn every dime that they make. Well, David Zasloff, after what would be considered a disastrous year for 2023, he had a 26.5% increase in his pay package for 2023, $49.7 million. And this came despite the fact that in 2023, Warner Brothers Discovery's linear TV and advertising businesses shrank and its studio revenue dropped 12%. So you would think, you know, the bottom line for Warner Brothers Discovery being down 12%, that maybe a guy like David Zasloff would also have his take-home pay, which would still be in the eight figures, go down
definitely
a little bit. But no. The company reported full-year 2023 revenue of $41.3 billion, down 4% on a pro forma basis, and a net loss of $3.13 billion. Warner Brothers Discovery stock has also languished since the April 2022 merger, and is down 29% year-to-date in 2024. And in addition, Zasloff was one of the leaders during the past year where actors and writers and directors were forced to go on strike when they were not given fair compensation or fair protections that their likenesses would not be used in AI and all these other future technological advances, and basically refused to pay actors and writers for what they were doing. So, and yet this guy and others like him continue to get more and more and more. And we see these stories about how 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, the rate of pay for CEOs and high management were much more closely aligned with those of the workers within these companies. Yeah. Nowadays, the gap gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and they just, it is disgusting, to be honest with you. It is disgusting that this guy, who is basically a penny-pinching failure at Warner Brothers Discovery, is getting more and more and more. And in fact, the thing about it, I say, you know, nearly $50 million in his pay for 2023.
Right.
This is nothing compared to what he's been making in the last number of years. Yeah, that is a raise over what he received in 2022. But if you go back to 2021, again, this guy who has been an utter failure in his job, an utter failure in what he's been trying to accomplish at Warner Brothers Discovery.
Okay.
But in 2021, he received an astonishing $246.6 million, which included a $203 million stock option grant.
Oh, my gosh.
Not only do these guys get this insane amount of pay, you know, basically their pay, which they get for their job. Right. These guys get these stock options. They get all these other bonuses. They get health care that we can only dream of. He also gets $705,000 for personal security services. He gets $767,000 for his personal use of the company's private jet. What is going on here? And
that's just crazy.
But it goes back, and coming up in the second hour of the program, I'm going to talk a little bit about what we have learned in the past 50 years when it comes to trickle-down economics. And I know this guy is a little before your time, but there was a guy named Ronald Reagan who was president of the United States from 1981 to 1989. And he came of age first as governor of California in the 60s, and then he ran for president in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the avatar for trickle-down economics, supply-side economics, which basically said that we should cut taxes for the wealthiest because then that money will trickle down to everybody else. That somehow those who are not in the highest strata when it came to earnings would ultimately get the trickle-down effect. But there was a story over the weekend that talked about that basically 50 years, we've been going to do it, because back in the 70s is when this trickle-down idea really took hold, and Ronald Reagan ran for president in 76, did not get the Republican nomination, ran again in 1980, was ultimately elected president, and that started the tax-cutting frenzy that has continued to this very day. As we go into 2024, we are going to hear nothing but the idea from Donald Trump and other Republicans. What is their number one priority if they get reelected? Tax cuts for the wealthy. But there is a story which I'm going to talk about a little bit later on about tax cuts for the rich over the last 50 years. And guess what? It failed to trickle down. I think most of us realized that long ago. But there was a very interesting economic study, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later on.
It was probably starting to trickle down and something plugged it up and then the money just stopped coming.
Exactly. But again, what is enough for David Zaslav, this guy who is the CEO? And the thing about it, sometimes when I get involved in discussing with sports and they say, oh, these guys should not make so much money. The thing about it is, the people that are involved in sports at the highest level, they are able to do things that nobody else can do.
That's true.
I mean, it really is. And
I mean, if you have the money
and
you
also
have the power, that means that you can do certain things.
But this
power
is about talent, and this is not about money and power. This is about talent. And also, the idea, if you don't pay, say, Giannis or pay during any of the other superstars when it comes to, say, the NBA or Major League Baseball, the NFL, if you don't pay them, it just means the guy that is at their desk, the owner, is going to get more because these guys are already making obscene amounts of money. But right. The idea is that Giannis can do something that nobody else can do. And, you know, when you're able to do something that nobody else can do, you're going to be rewarded for that. But a guy like David Zaslav, the CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery, There are other people that can do what David Zasloff does. And what David Zasloff does is basically try to make sure that those who work for him don't make any money, that basically the writers and the directors and the actors do not make what they deserve. That's basically, he is trying to shrink the business. But yet he, who again, sometimes we hear people say, well, if I was playing for the Milwaukee Bucks, I would play for a lot less money than these greedy athletes do. And then I would always say, well, number one, nobody would pay to watch you play basketball. Some guy that's 5'6" and 300 pounds is not going to do it. So yeah, you would definitely take, I would take like 500, I would take $1 million, not $40 million to play. Well, nobody's going to pay you $1 million to watch you play basketball.
Yeah.
The thing is, there are others that are as intelligent, as savvy business-wise as David Zasloff, who has made, I mean, when you think about the amount of money that he has made over the last handful of years in this position at Warner Brothers Discovery, in the nine figures, others can do what he does just as well, if not better, judging by the results that Warner Brothers Discovery has had in recent years. So again, this is the first aspect that I want to get into in terms of what is enough. And I haven't, and that is sort of a little bit on a tangent from what I really want to talk about, which we're going to do in just a couple of minutes. But again, I saw this over the weekend, and this guy who has been an utter failure, but yet, for some reason, the wealthy seem to get opportunities that others don't.
This guy
has been an utter failure, and yet, he's still in his job. He is getting 25% more this year after being a failure than he did last year. And there's no sign that he's going anywhere. And I guess if I'm getting $750,000 to fly around in the private jet, maybe I would do it as well. I just find it to be utterly ridiculous.
Agreed.
The time is 8:48. Sunny skies, 42 degrees in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by either calling or texting, and again, same number, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's something that you want to respond to, if there's an idea of anything else that you would kind of want to talk about that we aren't talking about, again, don't complain that I'm not talking about the things you want to hear about, because I'm giving you the opportunity at any time to join us, to come on board and let me know what's on your mind, an issue that's big in your life here in Central Wisconsin. 715-382-9297. Again, I mentioned that, what is enough? And it came across when I was listening to a 1962 baseball playoff game back in the days where only two teams would make the playoffs. The winner of the National League, the winner of the American League. Now we have a lot more playoff teams in all sports, and there's and my sense is more does not necessarily mean better. And then I started thinking not about always. That beyond a sports realm. You know, it comes to technology. As technology continues to grow and grow and grow, and And now we're on the cusp of AI, which has been growing at an incredible rate in recent years. Very, very incredible rate.
Which personally, to me, is a little scary.
It is. And I came across a story this morning, in fact. There's now an AI-generated coffee blend that's been launched. And AI basically taking over almost everything. And now coming for our coffee. A Finnish coffee roastery in Helsinki has introduced a new coffee blend developed by artificial intelligence. The blend named AIconic, which is sort of Alconic. AI.
Play on words. That's actually pretty clever.
Yep. AIconic was created through a collaboration between Kaffa Roastery and a local AI consulting company. The AI used models like ChatGPT, and Microsoft's Copilot to craft a unique blend with four types of beans, surprising experts by combining beans from Brazil, Colombia, Ethiopia, and Guatemala. Despite initial skepticism, blind testing confirmed the blend's quality without the need for human adjustment. So it's actually good. And the point...
Well, I don't drink coffee, so I can't
really
test it.
Well, I don't either, but apparently, you know, the study has shown that people like it. And the thing about it is, again, where are we going with this? And I've seen stories where actually the folks who are behind some of these AIs that are... There's a big battle right now going on because
I can imagine
they want to, certain groups want to have the control of it and have the AI companies that are the most successful, and obviously then the riches that come beyond that. But it's interesting to hear what they say because there are aspects where AI is going to be a game changer in a good way. And I think a lot of it has to do with medicine in terms of trying to develop cures for disease that we have not been able to do as human beings, that the opportunity to find cures for cancers or to other diseases or Lou Gehrig's disease or something like that is something that would be good. And then they would often be asked about how this would ultimately affect the general public in terms of the work that they do.
Yeah.
And I was talking about David Zaslav and Warner Brothers Discovery in the last segment and his role within the Warner Brothers pictures in the, the movie company. And there's nothing more than what David Zaslav would like to see done is to use AI to write scripts, to be able to use AI to have the technology to replace writers and replace actors and replace others who would be involved in it. And some of the folks that are behind these companies that are really delving into AI and trying to move it forward in a very quick way in order to become the number one AI company in the country and in the world, they have said, yes, there's going to be a change in the paradigm when it comes to folks. But even beyond using AI to take away good jobs for people, and what are these folks going to do? It's always about getting retrained. We've been hearing about getting retrained back in the 80s. And in fact, I saw it's always been that way, that whatever technology's come along.
Yes, a re-educated.
Exactly.
Re-educate, retrain. You go back to square one, get a new book and learn the policies.
Which has never really been to the level that they seem to think it would be, that somehow this retraining and other jobs would ultimately be better. No, it has not always been better. But also beyond that, when you think about the ability of AI to write the great American novel or write a script for a TV show or a movie, part of what makes us us is the opportunity to use our imagination to grow, to be able to use our talents in so many different ways. And if we have a thing called AI that ultimately is better, then where's it going to leave our talents and our imaginations and our ability to grow? In fact, I mean, there was, and I don't know if many of you out there, I'm sure some of you remember, an episode of the original Star Trek back in the 1960s, late 1960s. There was a episode titled The Ultimate Computer, where there was a scientist who had developed a computer that was able to become the captain of the Enterprise. And they brought this computer on board to basically test it, to see whether or not it truly was better than Captain Kirk in terms of making decisions, taking all the information and then making the decisions in a quicker and more accurate way than the captain would. And at the start, it was actually working very well. And then Captain Kirk had this crisis, basically, of what am I going to do? What if I am not able to be the captain of the Enterprise? What is my place in this world? And ultimately, the computer basically, it malfunctioned. It took over. And it
movies and television shows are trying to tell us something about artificial intelligence.
But this was in the 1960s. And it basically asked a question that I think we're going to have to be asking a lot as AI moves into so many different realms of our life.
It is more relevant today. Absolutely.
So is it going to take away opportunities? Is it going to take away a chance for our minds to grow? Are we going to become this basic,
Are we willing to sacrifice creativity for efficiency?
Exactly. So again, a lot of questions that we're going to have to ask and answer in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
The time is 8:58. Another hour to go here on WXCO.